Okay, today is Daf Chav Gimel. We're on Chav Beis Amud Beis in the bottom line, and today we'll learn. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lil Nishmas, Moshe Dov, and Shaul Pinchas, whose yard site is today, and Hashem should have an aliyah. The Elu, on the bottom line, and we're in the Mishnah, we're on the bottom line of Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Elu Shemincho'sehen Nisrafos, and the following minchas are burned. What is that? Ha'amuros. Tameya anilacha. If a woman says, "I am tamei," she admits it. Or shabol la edim she tameya. Or edim come and say that she's tameya. Or v'ha omeres eini shoseh, and she says, "I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking it." Now all these cases are only before the Megillah was erased. Once the Megillah was erased, she can't back out. They force her. But till that point, they got the mincha ready and the busy, and they're about to put the cloth into the. And she's one of these two things. Either she admits it, she refuses, or Adam come, then the mincha gets burnt. But Shabayla ain't a road to Lash.
When the Adam come, then she was social with somebody.
Correct. No, that's yeah, telling, that's worse.
That worse. Worse. So why does she have to drink you. Anyway? It's not a
subject
anymore.
What? That's a good question.
Anyway. Not a subject.
That's a good question. That's once they make the Megillah, once they put the Megillah in. This is all before they put the Megillah in. So before they put the Megillah in, there's still wiggle room. Once the Megillah is no more wiggle room. That's all we're saying.
We had a question in the beginning whether or not they make the mincha before the drinking.
Right, so this has to, you have to figure
it. So how do you figure this?
You have to figure it out how that goes with
how
this.
That works, yeah.
What stage of the mincha do they do before? Even if you hold it, do that before. You have to figure it out. I don't remember. Shabayla ain't a road to Lashkosa, or the husband doesn't want her to drink. Shabayla bolda baderech, or if the husband had relations with her on the way, which is a no no. V'chol hanesuos, now the new halacha now. V'chol han, now, before we get to the new halacha, there's background now. Anytime anybody brings a carbon mincha, there's two parts to the mincha. There's the kometz and the shirayim. The kometz gets put on the mizbeach, the shirayim get eaten by the kahanim. Except if the mincha is being brought by a kohen. If the mincha is being brought by a kohen, there's no shirayim. The whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. What about the wife of a kohen? Is she like her husband, or is she like she's an Israelis? But she marries a kohen. And what happens with her carpet? Is the shirayim eaten, or is it not eaten? That the Mishnah is going to be busy with this now. V'chal hanesuos l'kahanim, anyone married to a kohen, minchos sehen nisrafos, the mincha gets burnt, just like a kohen, right? Mincha saying is look at the top Rashi. The afilu karav hakometz kil chaso, even if the kometz was brought properly, v'lo nitmu no tumah here, no tumah, regular case. Nisrafon shirayim bebeis hadeshin kinder farish good gemara. The shirayim gets burnt like a kohen. She's married to a kohen. Doesn't matter who she is. She's married to a kohen. Now the Gemara is going to explain that. Bas Yisrael, if a Bas Yisrael, shenesuos l'kohen, she's married to a kohen, minchasa nisrefes, her entire mincha gets burned on the mizbeach. Right? That's the halacha, just like a kohen himself. The kohenes, but a kohen, of a female kohen, shenites l'Yisrael, minchasa necheles, the mincha gets eaten. Why? Because you follow the husband.
Right.
Okay?
A
Bas Kohen married to Israel, you follow the husband, and therefore the mincha gets eaten, the kohen never gets eaten, the shirayim gets eaten. What? In which case?
That's
who eats it.
Yeah.
That's who eats it. Ma ben Kohen l'kohenes. What's the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes? Is there any difference between a male and a female? Says the Mishnah, well, minchas kohenes necheles, uminchas kohen ain't necheles. How does that make any sense? The minchas kohenes is eaten if she's married to Israel. Minchas kohen ain't necheles. Make sense?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Kohenes. Now there's another. That's one difference about the mincha. Now kohenes mischaleles. A kohenes is mischalel. What is he mischalel? Says Rashi, kohenes. Mischalelas means a kohenes let's say she has relations with somebody she's not supposed to have relations with. Right? So Rashi says, Kohenes mitchalef min ha-truma u-min ha-kahuna im nivala lipasel. In other words, if a Kohenes marries a, for example, a mamzer or a ger, all these kinds of people, right? The child will be a chalal, which is what we know. Right,
or if she's a grush and marry a kohen.
Oh, so the truth is that the mafarshim say it doesn't have to be a bas kohen. It's lav dafka a bas kohen, right? It's any person married to a kohen. Right? Is that true?
No, if she's a kohen, but she becomes a grush, and then she you know she got divorced.
Exactly.
She any, married again another kohen.
Any person. Anything?
Yeah, but the child is not a kohen.
Yes,
yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. If a Bas Yisrael marries is a Gerusha, and she marries a Kohen. No, it says here Kohenet, but it doesn't mean a Kohenet. It means anybody married to a Kohen, whether you're a Kohenet or not. And you, let's say, and then you get divorced. You're a Gerusha now. Now you marry a Kohen, your child's going to be a Chol, even though she's a Bas Yisrael. Right? The point is that a man, a Kohen man, can never become Chalal.
Yeah.
He never himself can become a Chalal. Not only that, let's say he marries a Gerusha. He marries a Gerusha. And then they tell him, by the way, you're not allowed to do that. He says, oh, I didn't know that. So while he's married to a Gerusha, he's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They won't let him in. He gets a divorce from her. He can never let him in. Nothing ever happened. A woman not like that.
Right.
She's ruined forever. Right? She's a Chalal, or whatever you want to call her. Miss Chalal, that's forever. The Kohen ain't Mishchal. No such thing by a Kohen. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha, can he eat Truma? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. But if he gets divorced, we certainly can. Right?
He can't, but his wife can.
Both can't. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the din is by if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, can he eat Truma? I don't know. I know he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know about the Truma. But once they get divorced, he goes back to his good status. A woman, not. Kohenes mitamei lemesim. A female kohen can be mitamei lemesim. A wife of a kohen, daughter of a, she can go to the cemetery. But ve'ein kohen mitamei lemesim. But a kohen can't. Make sense? Kohen ochel b'kachay kachim. A kohen can eat kachay kachim. Ve'ein kohenes ochel is kachay kachim. A kohenes can't eat kachay kachim. Only the men. Now that we said differences between a male kohen and a female kohen, now the Mishnah says ma bein ish l'isha. Are there any different? What are the that we know there are? What are the differences between a man and a woman? So right away the Tiferesium says we're not asking. We're only asking the Gemara is going to the Mishnah is only going to give answers where men and women are equal. Men and women are equal. Now even though they're equal, what's the differences? For example, Mrs. Zeshas Man Grum is not on the list. Why? Because it's not equal. There's an isser for a man to cut his payas. There's no isser for a woman to cut his payas, to cut her payas. That's not on the list because they're not equal. How do you understand? So we're only talking about things where they're equal, and even though they're equal, it's still different.
Why are they not equal? Because
a woman's allowed to cut her payas. It's not equal. For example, what about a woman? A woman could become a mitzora?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you make her shave her hair? No, you don't do that to her. They're equal. The mitzora is a woman, man and woman both can be mitzora, but they're still different. When it's so, when they're not even the same, the mission's not even high. So that's why Mangrum is not here, and Pace is not here. Those types of things are not here. What? What's Mitzvah's Mangrum? Right? So, for example, Ha'ish Perua, a man, when he's a Mitzorah, has to have his hair grow. Uforim, he also has to rip his clothing. Ve'ena Isha Peruas Uforimas. A woman doesn't have to do that. It's a funny thing, because all the Rishonim say, but the reason why you do that is it's like a velus. You spoke Lashon Hara, it's like a velus. An oval doesn't shave, and an oval has to do kriya, and a mitzvah the same thing. So why not a woman? A woman doesn't have to. Now, could a woman be a mitzvah? Yeah.
Someone
be a velus. But that's what the Mishnah is saying.
We do kriya.
Not on a mitzvah.
No, but
I understand. That's what I'm saying. It's an interesting halacha. These halachas don't apply by a female mitzvah. Why not? I don't know. But they apply by a male, and a woman could be a mitzvah, so they're equal, but within the equality, they're still not equal. Ha'ish madir es b'no b'nazir. A man can make his son into a nazir. Ve'ein ha'isha madir es b'no b'nazir. But a woman can't do that to her son. Right? So how can Chana do it to Shmuel?
Yeah.
So we had a few answers to that. Either we said Elkanah agreed, or what?
It's always the answer.
It's all, right? There are other, other answers. Other answers that Shmuel did it out of kibbutzim. I mean, he wasn't mechuyev to, but she still said it. So I'll do it for her, my mother, you know. How does it really make sense? Because she started as a baby like that. Wasn't he born that way?
Yeah,
no, but Shimshon the husband did it.
Because, first of all, he gave it to her the command.
Right.
So if the husband, well, he always answered that, he confirms it.
Right, so Elkanah confirmed it.
Exactly.
No, because the husband wanted it, he it's different because she got a direct command from Hashem.
Who?
By
who?
By
Shimshon. What about by Chana? Chana did it on her own. Hashem, you give me a son, I'll make him into a nazir. How could she do that? The Mishnah says a woman can't do that.
Right.
So we say, oh, the husband was maskim. That's one answer. Another answer is, he did it on his own, Shmuel, out of kibbutzim. That's a funny answer, because he was born that way. So he was, when he was a newborn baby, he was makabel al kibbutzim. It's a hard thing to say.
The
so you can say, the answer is, Elkanah was maskim. And really, he did it. She, it was her idea. She, by the way, I know the halacha, my dear husband, I'm not allowed to do it, so you do it. Okay, fine, I'll do it. What? Right, exactly, exactly. Next. A man, when we had this Gemara in Nazir, a man could step in the shoes of his father and resume how exactly that worked, what exactly he's resuming the Nazirus of his father, but a woman can't do that for her father. A man can be Mekadesh his daughter. A woman cannot be Mekadesh her daughter, not on a Daraisa level. Ha'ish mocher es bito, a man could sell his daughter as an amma. Ve'ein ha'isha mocher es bito, a woman can't do that for her daughter. Right? Ish niskal arum, a man is put skila naked. Ve'ein ha'isha niskal arum, not a woman. Ish nisle, a man is hung after he's a skila. They hang him as a bazillion for the day, till nightfall. Ve'ein ha'isha nisle, they don't do that to a woman. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso, a man is sold if he steals and he can't pay back. He's sold as a slave, as an eved ivri. Ve'en ha'isha nimkar es b'gnevaso, but a woman's not sold like that. Those are the differences. Now, if you turn to Amud Beis, you see the Tosvos of ma bein ish, the second Tosvos? So the first half, he's talking about why there's no Zman Grama, just what we said before. Zman Grama's not on the list, and Peis is not on the list. Now you see, by about a little more than halfway down, it says Tema, the first word on the line. You see it says Vitema?
Yeah.
Vitema. Amai lo chashiv nami, smichos. A man does smicha on a behema, a woman doesn't. Tenufa, waving. Hagosha, kemitzas, the bein koin, lekehenes. Right? V'chol ha'an the Tanan Parakama, the Kedushin, v'lo katoninami. Sha ivri yotze b'shanim v'yovel. A man, Eved Ivri, goes out with 6 years, or yovel. U mitas ha'adon, or if the master dies. Masha ein kein ba'avriya, a female does not go out with those conditions. Hazav metame b'ri'ios. Azav is metame on ri'ios, even if they're in the same day. Azav's in 7 o'clock in the morning gets a ri'ia, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon it's 32. A woman can't be like that. It's each day. You can see 1,000 times in the day. It's only counted as one. Right? V'lo azava, not azava. Mitzora, asr b'tashmish hamita. A mitzora can have tashmish. V'lo mitzoras, not a tzoras. A female mitzora can. Kid demafarish b'reish parak m'chsuri kapara. Michutz la'ahola, v'cho michutz la'ahola. Only a man mitzora can have, not a female. No answer to those. Why those aren't on the list? No answer. I'm sure you can think of more, right? But again, within the equality, they're still not equal. Okay?
We're worried about the women becoming naked during skila, but not during sota. When we expose her.
It's interesting.
We expose her upper torso.
Right. Interesting. Why? Yeah. So maybe because, right. The Gemara spoke about it.
No, the Gemara spoke about it.
By a sota we do, and by a skila we don't.
No, but sota just partially.
What?
Is it completely, is it not?
No, but still, we said only. No. Rabbi Yehuda said, if she's good looking, then we don't.
No.
Remember he said that? Simcha is right. We had a machlokas, why we don't do it by a skila. Is it because we want her to die faster? Remember? And if she's wearing clothing, it takes longer. So that's a problem. And the tznius outweighs it. So why is the tznius, we care more about tznius here than by the sota? What do we answer? Because she's already bezayined enough by a skila, right? She's already, it's already, she's already bushed enough to make it worse, right? And then we said which one beats what, the tznius or the busha. Right, so
it's
a machlok.
The message that people will have, it's worse that she's unclothed by the sota. So
right. When we said that, right, very good. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned, kohan esuos l'kahuna, anyone married to a kohen, minchosei nisrafos, their minchas are burned, just like the husband. Ketzad, for example, kohenes levia v'yisraelis, anybody married to a shenites l'kohen, doesn't matter who you are, the woman, doesn't matter who she is, as long as the husband is a kohen, ein minchas anecheles, the mincha is not eaten, mipnei sheyesh lo chelek ba, because the husband has a chelek in the mincha. Why does the husband have a chelek in the mincha? Because a husband has a chelek in everything his wife owns.
She also brings it.
No. What do you mean? Let's say she did an aveira that she has to bring a mincha for. For example, she swore falsely. Right. So she has to bring a mincha, and she's poor, so she brings a mincha. So why does the husband have a chelek in that? Exactly, because the husband is a chelek in everything his wife owns.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
You have a rich woman that she's not being supported by her husband.
No, then the husband doesn't have a chelek in it.
That's the question.
No, but has
otherwise,
to be that the
otherwise he's always has a portion of it.
Right. Because it says in the Torah, Rashi says, "Shehu makriva bishalo." She doesn't bring a mincha herself; the husband brings on her behalf. Fine, but the Gemara continues. But ve'ela ola kol. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be totally burnt like the man's carbon. Because it's still her carbon lemaisa, and she's not a kohen. She's married to a kohen, but she's not a kohen. What do you do? Ela hakomeitz karav ba'atzmo. You bring the kohenites by itself, like every other carbon. Now, what do you do with the shirayim? Shirayim krevan ba'atzman. And the shirayim you also bring yourself. You bring it in two stages. Why? She can't bring it in one stage like a man, because she's not a man. And so she's both. She's a Yisrael, and a kohen, because she's married to a kohen. Right. So what do? You bring it in both stages. Says the Gemara, that's a problem. The problem is, ikri kan is a problem. It says, kol shehu mimenu le'ishim. It says, it's a complicated drasha here. Harehu babal taktiru. There's some kind of isser here to bring extra things on the Mizbeach as a carbon. Can't do that. So the shrine is a problem.
Yeah.
How could you bring an extra carbon, an extra part of a carbon? You're not allowed to do that. Rashi has a whole long drasha. I mean, menu, it says that it can't be extra. It's a whole complicated drasha. The long Rashi, I underlined it, but I really didn't understand it, what Rashi was saying. Somehow, some drasha, that there's some isser to bring extra things on the Mizbeach. So how could you bring the shrine on the Mizbeach? If you're supposed to, then that's not extra. It's not extra. But here, you only half supposed to. You're not really supposed to, right? You're supposed to for the man, not for her husband's aspect yet, not for her own aspect. So what do? So you just can't bring it stam. So two answers. You know what you do? You bring it on the mizbeach as wood. I'm bringing it as wood.
It's not really a carbon.
What?
It's not really a carbon.
Exactly. Exactly. But I'm getting it up there. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing in a similar vart. You see the top, the first wide line of Rashi? Rabbi Eliezer, bipugsaihu bigzvachim. There's a machlokas in Zvachim about this issue. Ibre chatos, shenitz abru beibre ola. The evarm of a chatos got mixed up with the evarm of an ola. So the evarm of an ola are takabrot on the Mizbeach. The whole thing is not the evarm of a chatos.
Right.
So what do? They're mixed up. Not to bring them, you cannot bring them because the ola has to be brought. So they're all mixed up. What do? So Rabbi Eliezer, bring them as wood. It's meat, right. But I'm treating it as wood. I'm not eating it anyway. It's getting burnt, right? Rabbi Eliezer, yichonez lamaila. You bring it up there to the mizbeach. Viroa ani as basar chatas al mizbeach. I look at the basar chatas ki'ilu hein etim, as if they're etim. That's okay. The chacham argued, no, tavor tzurasan. No, wait for it to have lina. Let's let it sit here on the floor. overnight. Once it's on the floor overnight, it can't be brought on the Mizbeach, right, because the day passed.
Right.
Then the yard to the base of Shreifa, then take it out,
not on the Mizbeach.
Not on the Mizbeach, because it's a suffix.
Right.
Well, very over.
Yeah.
Is that an Avera to do that?
You're not allowed to leave over a carpet over, overnight.
On purpose,
overnight.
I hear.
Whatever, right.
All right,
so. Time, whatever the carpet's supposed to be there.
Okay, so when we get to Daf Ayin Zayin and Zvachim, we'll deal with that question. Now, I don't know.
Right.
I don't really
remember.
But the point is, everybody realizes that you don't have to do that. So bring it up, L'Shem Eitzim. That's an out. So to over here, you bring the Shirayim, L'Shem Eitzim. Right? Rashi says, Rashi continues, Sha'asr lahaktir ivrechatas mishum lav dechal shemimenu le'ishim. Again, the Chacham held, you can't bring the Evarim, they don't belong there, and there's an infer to bring things that don't belong there. Right? The Chacham didn't hold from this vart of we'll bring it up, we'll shame etim. You have to have another answer. What's the answer? Let it rot. How did, not just a question, how you let it rot, you're not allowed to do that? I don't remember, I don't know, I didn't look up that sugya, but that's the story. Yeah, so then, okay, fine, Rashi continues, fine, very good. That's an out. That's one answer. We're up to the back to the Gemara. The Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, L'reach nichoch yatamayla. Yeah, you can't bring it up as a reach nichoch, as a carbon. Why? Because I'm not sure it belongs there. Right? Well, aval atamayla mishumetim, but you can bring it up for eitzim. So, ha-nichol Rabbi Eliezer, it's a high svara. That makes sense, according to Eliezer, who holds from such a svara. Ela l'rabban and the last pool of high svara ma'ekel neimer, but the rabban is holds from that svara, right? We read in Rashi, the rabban said that's not an option. The option is you have to let it rot.
Right.
So what? How are the rabbanon going to get the woman's shirayim up on the mizbeach? How are they going to do that? The answer is the avdi lahu kavlazer Reb Shimon. They're going to hold like another story. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, hakomets karav ba'atzmo. The komets you bring, the hashirayim. What do you do with the shirayim? Mifazrim al beis hadeshen. You sprinkle it on the beis hadeshen. What does that mean? You sprinkle on the beis hadeshen. Right? Right? What does it mean you sprinkle on the beis hadeshen? What exactly does that mean? What? The beis hadeshen. No, it's on the mizbeach. Exactly, it's not part of the carbon. There are a bunch of different fires on the Mizbeach. This is not the main fire. It's one of the side fires.
Right?
Right? And you sprinkle it there. Right? Does that make sense? I'm sorry.
Base Hadeshin
is not on the Mizbeach.
It's
next to the Mizbeach.
It's
on the side of the Mizbeach.
That's the garbage.
So, right. So, okay.
Yeah, but that comes up to his own question. Then. What are you doing differently by putting it on the base of Deshin than you do throwing it out?
It's not on the Mizbeach.
Correct.
It says it's not on the Mizbeach because you can't bring things that don't belong there. It's not there. It's on the side. I guess, that's enough to satisfy the din that it has to be burnt.
Well, that's what you do with
right?
The carpet that stays over overnight also.
Oh, so exactly. So you do the same thing with the Shirayim. I'm not sure. Is it hers? Is it his? If it's hers, he can eat it. If it's his, it has to go on the Mizbeach. So you put it on the side and you eat both. How exactly, again...
Is it hectish?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it is.
Yeah, 100% hectish. It's a carbon.
How do you throw it in on the...
So I guess it must be, you're allowed to do that.
No,
must
throw it in the carbon.
No,
Bezidesh
is only taken if it's...
Because
if it's no good for anything.
Reason
anymore.
Right.
You have a shlomim that stays over longer than the time allotted to the shlomim. You're taking the Bezidesh.
Right.
I think in that case, it becomes
non-hectish already.
What?
If it's
yellow,
it's non-hectish
anymore. Wait, so...
I don't think you know
where it's a good question.
If you purposely let it run, it's
about correct, but there's no option. Because it got mixed up. So I can't eat it no matter what. So at least if I burn it, I'm kind of something. Right? I'm not allowed to eat it, so I have no choice.
I know,
but you have no choice. But there's cases where an animal got mixed up with 1,000 animals. All of them have to die. Is it about tashchis? That's halacha. Some people say not to because of tashchis.
What's
that?
What?
Havdalah.
Yes.
You overflow the cup.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
yeah,
it's about tashchis. Some don't. But some say, since it's a mitzvah and a minhag, and that's part of it. That is about tashchis.
Exactly.
Same thing over here.
You have to say
Now, by the way, Vafil the Rabbanon, even according to the Rabbanon, lo pligi led the Rabbanon of Shimon el b'minchas chote shal kahanim debas hakrovihi. That only time they had the machlokas was by the minchas chote of a kohen, which she brings it. In other words, there are some times when a woman has to bring a mincha, not a sota. For example, she swore falsely. Maybe she was tamei and she went to the Beit HaMikdash, or she ate kachim. So for all those things, you have to bring a carbon olav yoreid. If she's poor, she can bring a mincha. That mincha she brings. Avo baha, right. But over here, but on the mincha, what? Afilu rabbanan modeh. Even the rabbanan would agree that the shirayim is thrown to the Beis Hadeshan. Why?
Because
he can't be makrif. So what about, what's the difference in a minchas chote, which he swore falsely, and this, which is a sota, right? Because by the other minchas, by the mincha of a kohen, there is no comments. There is no comments. The whole thing is burned, right? If you're a kohen and you bring a mincha, there's no comments. You don't never do it in two stages. The whole thing is burned. Only here, since we're not sure what to do, we do it in two stages. So since we're burning anyway part of it as a komets, then everybody would agree, and the Rabbanon would even be mode, that it goes to the Beit HaDeshen. And it can't be eaten. No question about it. Okay. Now, Bas Yisrael Hanesua. We said a Bas Yisrael that's married, what? Yeah. My timer. What's the reason for that? Yeah. Damarkra, the Chalminchas Kohen called Tiyat Lo Sochel. Kohen v'lo Kohenes. Only the Kohen, not the Kohenes. The Gemara now to the end of the parak is very easy, because it's just psukim. Kohenes mischalelas Kohen ena mischalel. Minalon, how do you know that? How do you know that a female Kohen can be mischalel, not a male? Damarkra, v'lo Yichalel, Zaro ba'amav. Zaro mischalel, only the children, v'hu ena mischalel, but he himself not. Next, Kohenes t'mitama, my taima. Amarkra, Emor el kahanim, bnei Aaron, v'lo benos Aaron. The men of kahanim can't become tamei, not the women. But kohen ochel b'kachim kachim, dechsev kol zachar b'bnei Yisrael yochlana. Very good. Ma bein ish. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Tana rabbanan ish, ein li ela ish, isha menayin. How do I know a woman? Kishu omer v'atzerua asher bo harei kan shnayim. That includes a female can also be a mitzora. Im kein matam lomer ish. If I'd single out ish. Le'inyan shalamata ish perua. Right, regarding what we said before. Le'inyan shalamata. Meaning, Rashi says. Look at the Rashi. Le'inyan shalamata. Lav lema'ute mituma hamur pasuk zeh. Bo le'ute. It doesn't exclude tuma. All the dinim of tzaraat. No. That applies to a woman. El le'inyan ha'omer b'pasuk shel achrav d'ksiv be pre-ufrima. No, the only exceptions of a female mitzora are letting her hair grow and doing kriya. That doesn't apply to a female. Lo malach ish perua upar v'lo isha. Only a man, not a woman. Back to the Gemara. Ha'ish maderes b'nazir v'eina isha maderes b'nazir. Only a man can follow his father as a nazir, not a woman. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha hi benazir. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai. There's no pasuk. It's just a tradition that we have. Then we, what?
Imposing a nazir on the son.
Correct. Ha'ish megaleach. I'm sorry. That was imposing a nazir on your son. Only a father can do that, not a mother. Next one. Ha'ish megaleach al naziras of if ain't isha megaleches al naziras avia. How do you know a son could stand in the shoes of his father, but not a daughter? Again, it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito v'ena isha mekadesh es bita. Only a man can be mekadesh his daughter, not a mother. Dechiv es biti nasati l'ish hazeh. Only a man can say that. Ha'ish mocher es bito v'ena isha mocher es bita. Only a man could sell his daughter as an ama ivriya, but not a mother can do that. Dechiv ki yimkar ish es bito. It says ish. Ha'ish nitzkal arum, my time. Why does a man get stoned naked and not a woman? It says, verogumu oso. My oso. What does it mean also? Ile ma osa v'lo osa. If it means him and not her, voksiv, votseis, ezo ish ha-hu, osa ish ha-hi. It can't mean that a female can't have skila. It can't mean that. Females can get skila too. Right? So what does it mean, ela oso? Oso b'luks oso. A man without clothing, v'lo osa b'lo ksusa, and not a woman without clothing. This sort of contradicts what we said earlier. We gave more other reasons, right? We said Aftarecha Kamocha. We want it for a woman, we want it to go faster, not for a man. So you have to how this Gemara and that Gemara jive. Next, Ha'ish Nisla Va'ein Isha Nisla, right? A woman is not hung after she does skila. My taima, Amar Kra, Vitalisa Oso Al Ha'eitz, Oso V'lo Osa. Okay? Now, look at the last one. Ha'ish Nimkar B'gnei Vaso. A man is sold if he steals. Ve'eno isha nimkeres bignei vasa. But a woman is not sold if she steals. My taima, amar kra, v'nimkar bignei vaso. And he sold because he stole. Bignei vaso, because he stole. But no, bignei vasa, but not because she stole. Ask Tosfos, look at the bottom Tosfos. 1 second. Tim, 1 second. Kivan de'i ganva, eno nimkeres bignei vasa. So what if she did steal? What if she stole? She can't be sold as a slave. Only men can have that happen, not women. So 1 second. Im Cain, ain Bezdin Rishayin Lamochra. Bezdin can't sell her. Who sells her? Bezdin. The Bezdin ain Mochrin El B'gnei Vaso. Right? Uperakama de Kedushin, Mimate Rabbanon Murza es Ozno, Ozno Shalo Velo Ozin Shal Mocher Atzmo. Right? Who can get Nirtza? Who can stay longer till Yovel? Only somebody who Bezdin gets sold. So can a woman ever have Nirtza? No. Because Bezdin can never sell her. Right? So a woman can never have Nirtza because Bezdin can never sell her. So Tosas asked, the Dafka Machuhu Bezdin Nirtza, Vaisha, Hawul Va'ein Bezdin Machunosa, since Bezdin can never sell her, Ano Yadana Di Ein Nirtzes. She can never become a nirtza. So va my instrich l'rabbana l'meil of ha'evin v'lo ama ivriya de'ena nirtzes. So why did a special limud that a woman can't become a nirtza? She can't become a nirtza because she can never get told. Right? You hear that question?
Yeah. No.
The question's a lot better than the answer.
It's huge in the case.
You hear? V'yesh lomar, the answer is because kivon de'ena nimkeres el ya'al yedei aviha, but her father can sell her. I would think to have a mechira da'av b'makom mechira's bestin, that the mechira of the av is in place of mechira's bestin. V'tirtza lach l'tirtza, and she can have nirtza lach yitzvich kra. That's why I need a pastor to tell me no. The problem with that is that a father sells his daughter because he's poor,
right?
Not because she stole. So what kind of answer is that? It's a good question. Why in a lima that she can't have nirtza? She can't have nirtza anyway. She can't be sold. Well, the father can tell her. That's a different sale.
Doesn't matter.
It's a whole different type of sale.
Also, she gets out when she becomes a bulgaris, when she or if she gets married. So she cannot be nirtza. She cannot get permanent slave even if she wants to.
Right. So what's the kind of answer is this? Right now, you don't think Tosas understood that? He sure did. Right. So. That's something we had an hour more to spend. We can go into we can go into the depths. And what's Tosas driving at?
Shulis night,
right? Doing on Tosas on a female getting near to be a very big crowd. All right, Hajin Alacha Yenotel, Hajin Alacha Yenotel, Hajin Alacha Yenotel. Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow morning we begin the new parak.
I'm going to say.